save oneself from the influence of material laws.
Executed all religious principles. In this way you were able to cleanse your heart and control the influence of material law. In executing your austerity, you used to eat only the leaves of the trees which fell to the ground. It takes birth in other planets. Are the same Devaki and Vasudeva his parents?
Yes.
And how is it that after they gave birth to Krishna this time, they went back to Godhead?
What is the objection? What is the objection?
Well, according to the usual way of thinking, we think that if somebody is, well, that doesn't apply in this case. Having spoken thus in the presence of his
universe, Krishna may have another devotee like them. If there is another universe, why not another couple? There is everything another. Because we are limited, we want to make Krishna always limited. How it can be? We should always remember Krishna's inconceivable omnipotence. Know how many thousands of couples are there, because Krishna's that birth is going on every moment. Therefore it's called Nitya Lila. In this universe, immediately born, that birth, that pastime, is again immediately manifested in another universe. He has grown old 2 days, so the same form again in another universe. The same example, just like 6:30 a.m. of this sun solar calculation, immediately in another country, 6:30 a.m. Is it not?
Yes. Position of being Krishna's parents or hearing Bhagavad Gita or being a cowherd boyfriend.
Yeah.
Can be filled by different living entities qualified in the different universes.
But that makes them sound like they're posts instead of individuals. I thought you once said that Arjuna, he always stays in the material universes. He's a person and he always travels with Krishna. Not that it's a post.
Everyone, all the associates are Krishna. Like Krishna.
Right now, Krishna is in so many different universes.
Yes.
And he's having these same pastimes.
Yes.
And in each universe, there's an Arjuna.
Everything.
Everything. So is it the same living soul, Arjuna, in each universe, or a different living being may be taking that position?
Take it for granted, different, what is it? Wrong. After all, everyone is Krishna's expansion. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavi. We are also expansion, Hare Krishna. But still we have got individual. Krishna proved it by expulsion in Vrindavan, when everything was stolen by Brahma. Again, another batch of cows and calves and cowherd's wife, Hare Krishna. Immediately. What is the difficulty for Krishna? Is it clear or not? You wanted to clarify. Is it clear or not?
Yes, you said the answer is that it's different persons, not just one Arjuna, not just one Yasoda.
Just like I have got 100 branches. Each branch, I have got a set of my sitting room and my books and everything. And wherever I go, I see the same place. If it is possible for an ordinary man to have 100 sets of the same thing, why not for Krishna?
In each branch, you have a different cook, different president, different treasurer.
But the set is there.
Yes.
What I want. The set is there.
Now, in the case of Jai and Vijay, who fell down,
yes,
and took the role of demons,
yes,
after 3 births as demons, they were supposed to go back to the spiritual world.
Yeah.
So after the 3 births in this universe, the same pastimes were going on in other universes?
Yes, why not? Whenever Krishna desires that he is to fight with somebody, another bus prepares himself for fighting. Becomes his enemy. Because in the Vaikuntha world there is no chance of fighting. Therefore he sends his devotee to become his enemy. And there he fights.
So other living entities would play the part of Ravana in other universes?
Why not? Or any other way.
Cannot actually conceive all these things.
Yeah. The conclusion is that Krishna being the reservoir of all pleasure, so the pleasure of fighting is there. So he can exhibit anywhere. Understanding of Krishna. As soon as we limit Krishna, like one of us, or little bigger than me, then I become Dr. Frog, don't come near. Why don't you tell them? Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna. Master Deva attempted to take his son from the delivery room. And exactly at the time, a daughter was born of Nanda and Yasoda. She was Yoga Maya, the internal potency of the Lord. By the influence of his internal potency, Yoga Maya, all the residents of Kansa's palace, especially the doorkeeper, were overwhelmed with deep sleep, and all the palace doors opened, although they were barred and shackled with iron chains. The night was very dark, but as soon as Vasudeva took Krishna on his lap and went out, he could see everything just as in the sunlight.
Krishna Paramahansa, whom he worships like anything. Then we have an assembly, and they passed by majority vote that I should refrain from coming here. But I somehow or other came.
But I saw and offered my obeisances to a Motoka. I was thinking that Dr. Patel's representative, the car is here.
Camp Barabar Chana. Because we are trained to, I mean, to all the accredited saints of India, whatever opinion they have.
Our business is to point out who is not a saint.
But don't point us out. We think you want the tree to be a saint. Okay?
That is our business. Well, creature must be.
Doesn't it?
There's a police ka kaam hai. Ye chor hai. Can I speak something? Because their position is to take Ramakrishna as a saintly person. Saintly person, their name. Just like Ravana, he also underwent severe penances. But just to fulfill his personal desire, or Ravana was so devoted of Lord Shiva that he was cutting his head and offering to the deity. Is it? You know everyone?
Yes.
So why he is called Rakshasa, not a saintly person? What is the reason?
Because he was trying to enjoy.
I'll tell. Why he is described in the Shastra as Rakshasa. And not only that, I do not know whether here, in Delhi I have seen Ramlila, the effigy of Rama is bitten with sooj sometimes. But actually he was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. Everyone knows. And he was so big devotee that Lord Shiva gave him all benediction, whatever he wanted. So, why this Ravana is described in the Shastra as Rakshasa? Why is not described as a saintly person? He was a Brahmin by birth. He was born of a Brahmin father. And he was a great student of Vedas. Materially he was very opulent, so that he could control even the demigods. He was so powerful. Still, with all these qualifications, why he is described as Rakshasa? You answer this point.
Because he had some five vikaras also. Kam, krodha, moha, lobha. He had that also along with
him. Not a devotee of the Lord. Anyone, that is our criterion. Anyone who is not a devotee, whatever he may be very, very big or so-called saintly. But according to the description of the Shastras, Namang Duskitra Mungraha Prabhadante Nara. We shall calculate in that. As soon as
He is devoted to Lord Shiva, otherwise why Lord Shiva gives him whatever he wants?
Lord Shiva is Lord Shiva. He is very powerful demigod. He can give. He has got the power. But in spite of being favored by Lord Shiva, in spite of his becoming the great devotee of Lord Shiva, why he is described as Rakshasa? That is the point. So therefore, if I say a Ravan, a Rakshasa, according to the Shastra, then another devotee may be angry. So what can I do? It is stated in the Shastra. Rakshas. Similarly, in the Shastra it is stated that Namang Duskidanam Murha Prabhupada Narano. If one is not surrendered to Krishna, he is Duskitana, the most sinful, Murha, rascal, Narana, lowest of the mankind, Maya Aprita Jnana. These things are there. But if we quote this Shastra, that this man has not surrendered to the Supreme Lord, so therefore he is a rascal. Then what is wrong with us? It may be very strong word, but it is stated in the Shastra, just like about Rama. It is stated that he is a Rakshasa. So it may be very insulting and strong word, but this is the statement of the Shastra. And if one quotes from the Shastra, what is wrong on his part?
Suppose
in the court a big man has done something criminal, and the judgment is that he should be punished. Then can you accuse the court? Oh, such a big man. Just like for the timing, let us understand, Mahatma Gandhi was put to jail in so many times. So nobody could say, because according to law, there is civil disobedience. So, if the law puts him into jail, so can you protest against that? Then he will be also put into jail. Contempt of court. Although everyone respects Mahatma Gandhi, but why he was put into jail? According to law. It may be it is man-made law, it is wrong, but the principle is that whatever is judgment of this Shastra, you have to take. It doesn't matter who is that man and how great he is. That is, jasastra vidhim siddhya vattati kamakara na siddhya. The Shastra is giving stress, always. So you cannot go beyond the verdict of the Shastra. That is the injunction. About Guru Nanak's statement that
Ram gaya aur Ravan
gaya. He just explained that.
Usme aisa tha Guru Nanak ne.
As soon as he said that, he was killed immediately.
Yes.
That is the atheistic version. I don't care for God. So as soon as he became atheistic, he was killed. And so long he was chanting, Ram will kill me, Ram will kill me. So he was not killed.
He was a bhakta at that time, according to
me. He was chanting the holy name of Rama.
Let's say Rama.
Yeah. Yoginanante satyanante chidatmani iti rama padinasu para brahma iti abhidhiya. So long one chants Rama Krishna, who can kill him? Yeah. That is why. Constructed bridge on the ocean. The stones are floating. Where is the law of gravitation gone? So he can do that. He would do the law of gravitation. Position of the demon. Although he is not learned, he will give instruction. Business. Yeah, without being learned in the subject matter, he wants to give instruction.
Sir, let us now make arrangements to kill all children who are born within the last 10 days in towns, countries, villages, and pasturing grounds.
On the beach side, there is government sign, no dogs. Dogs are not allowed.
What is the reason?
Dogs are disturbing to the people.
Has to.
No. They can attack any man. If one takes dog then he must lash it, chain. That is the law.
That noise here also, but when master was there,
no,
he can control the dog.
The master is maybe master of the dog, but he is not master of the world.
No, but that is how he did it. Come here.
That is quite all right. But after all, it is job.
And that is law.
After all, it is job.
And the law also is there. He should be chained.
Sometimes dogs attack the master.
Yeah. After all, dog is dog.
After all, is dog animal. The bitterest enemies of the demon. Huh? Always. That is the position. Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Daiva Asurastha Viparja. So demigods there, devotees of Vishnu, and they are always inimical to the demons. Especially in the heart of the saintly person, to kill the saintly person, so Krishna also will be killed. Because Krishna is in everyone's heart, therefore everyone is Krishna. The same conclusion.
That is not so any logic. How can everyone be Krishna? If everyone
wants the heart of a dog also, then dog is also Krishna. Though why one should go to the temple? He can worship his dog at home.
That is what they are saying.
If this logic is all right. Okay. Verdict of the Ramakrishna mission. He can worship even whatever you like, there is God. And therefore they have manufactured this word, Daridra Nara. Japa karma sanskar. Sanskarat bhavet dija. The sanskar reformatory method begins before the birth. Before the birth, when the father and mother have sex, that is called Garbhadhan Sanskar. There is also another ceremony. It is not a hidden fact. The Sanskarat Bhavet Dija. Otherwise, it is birth like cats and dogs. That is Vedic civilization. Sanskar before the birth, then immediately after the birth, then one after another. This is called Jata Karma, then Namkaran, then when he is grown up, boy, Upanayan Sanskar, Dikha Sanskar, then when he is grown up, and marriage is also another Sanskar. In this way, there are Dasavida Sanskar. So, unless one goes through all the sanskaras, he is not accepted as higher caste. He is Shudra. In a Brahmin family, if the Garbhadhan sanskar is not taken, it is said that immediately the whole family becomes Shudra. No more Brahmin. But where is Garbhadhan sanskar is going on? Nobody takes care of Garbhadhan sanskar. Are still there declaring that I am Brahman. Therefore, the conclusion is Kalau Shudra Sambhava. Everyone is Shudra. No education, still one is called Panditji. What is the meaning of this Panditji? If he is not learned, then why do you call him Panditji?
Ceremony takes place after.
Pandya is also another form of Pandit. Yes. One Pandya, Pandya. From Panditya. it comes Pandya.
He's not a Pandit.
Huh?
He's not a Pandit. He's a Pakka businessman.
Well, I say this is going on.
Yes.
But Shastra says, if one is engaged in particular type of occupation, he should be called that.
Yes.
Jasai jat lakshanam proktam varnabhi banjakam. To designate into certain type of varna, there are symptoms. That symptoms, jadi annatra vidisheta, if it is found somewhere else, tat tenaiva vinidisheta, one should ascertain by the symptoms. This is the Shastra.
According to the work, it is known.
Yeah. Even a man is born in the Brahmin family, but if he is working as something else, he should be practically also, just like somebody is Pandit, Brahma. But if he is doing the work of an engineer or doctor, he is added as a doctor, sir.
Yes.
That is practical. Doctor sir, engineer sir, not Panditji.
By birth, he may be Brahmin,
like this. Yes. Yeah. By birth, there is no Brahmin. By sanskar, sanskarat bhavidji. That is.
Birthright is not there.
No.
No birthright.
No.
Provided he has got the particular sanskar.
Amna bola to garbhadhan sanskar.
That is the beginning of it.
That is the beginning of sanskar.
That is the beginning of
sanskar. There is regular ceremony.
Yes. But very few people nowadays
Still in Bengal.
In Gujarat also. Gujarat also.
When the husband meets first the wife, there is sanskar. There is regular puja part. Then the husband and wife meet together. We had the same sanskar in our family. It was going on. When we are young men, it was going on.
Ceremony, yes.
Ceremony means before the birth.
After pregnancy.
When the bride goes
After pregnancy, 8 or 9 months, something like that.
That is Shadavakhan.
Shadavakhan.
That is another thing. Before sex, there is a ceremony. That is called Garbhadhan.
Ceremony takes place after the birth of the child. The family members take baths, cleanse themselves and decorate themselves with ornaments and garlands. Then they come before the child and the astrologer to hear of the future life of the child. Nanda Maharaj and other members of the family dressed and sat down in front of the birthplace. All the brahmanas who were assembled there on this occasion chanted auspicious mantra.
Maharaj. This is Kshatriya king, who has got so many cows to distribute. They cannot maintain even one cow. They hand it to the slaughterhouse. This is our position.
He not only gave cows in charity, but hills of grains, decorated with golden bordered garments and many ornaments.
Annavastra. Annavastra Dhan. Charity means to give in charity Anna and Vastra and cows. Give in charity some paper, 100 rupees. Another cheating. And he is also satisfied, 100 rupees. What is this 100? It is a paper, a piece of paper. Earn black market, white market, because when one does business, he has to do it. But it should be purified. I have seen the Marwaris, they do that. Although when earning money, they don't care. They do anything, but they give in charity. By the body, by taking bath, similarly, the wealth is purified by this charity process, giving it to the Brahmins and Vaishnavas. Just like Rupa Goswami, he accumulated much wealth. he brought in a big boat, all gold coins. So he distributed 50% to the Brahman and Vaishnava, and 25% gave to the relatives, and 25% he kept for his personal emergency. This is example shown by Rupa Goswami. Goraksha Vanijyam Vaishya Karma Sabha. So, where is that Vaishya giving protection to the cow? Although they are village men, but they are very rich. That is the old Vedic civilization. Now you go to the village, all poor. The cows are skinny. People have no home, no nice cloth. Huh? This is the position. And we are still advanced. They are proud of advance. And here is the description of the village with cows only. So how much fallen we have become, we can just imagine.
Cheese or any milk products.
Yes, and there is no more. These things will vanish. That is stated in rice, wheat, milk, sugar, and fruits. There will be no more available. You have to eat meat. That day is coming. But before that day comes, go back to home, back to home.
They put.
Since they try to understand Krishna, and everything is finished. All this nonsense place, full of demons.
They possess such an abundance of various kinds of milk products that they were throwing butter lavishly on each other's body without restriction.
Let's see how rich they were.
So much butter and all these things. Yes.
Throwing butter like anything. Yes.
Now I can't see also.
Let's see.
Their wealth was in milk, yogurt, clarified butter, and many other milk products. And by trading their agricultural products, they were rich in various kinds of jewelry, ornaments, and costly dresses.
The richest man, their wife has no bangles.
Yes.
Yeah. You see? And their jewelries. Jewelries, cow, butter, throwing butter like anything, and silk sari, and enough food, grains. What is more want for material advancement? That is real material. You have got everything. Material needs. One can feed his wife, her children, then he's successful. There is no question of charity. There is no question of charity. But here it is said, they are also giving in charity. Stopped to become real Brahmin and give instruction to the society. And they also stopped giving charity to the Brahmin. So therefore the society is so fallen. There is no instruction from the Brahmin and no charity from the Kshatriya and Vaishya. It is called Proshita Bhartrika. By the dress, a woman is recognized. When she does not dress very nicely, it is to be understood that her husband is out of home. When there is the Barmillion, that means she is married. When the division
by
Sithi is in this side, then she is prostitute.
I see.
The dress, when the woman dresses in the white dress, the vidava, yes. No husband.
Yes, particular.
Yeah, in this way by dress.
You can recognize that.
Yes.
But now they have changed completely.
When the girl has no this covering, that means she is virgin. She is not married. In this way, all the signs are there. This is Proshita Bhaktrika. Vasudeva Vartikana, one whose husband is not at home, outside, and then she will not dress, she will not take regular bath, so that people may know that she, her husband is not at home.
She won't take bath.
Not very, take bath, not with any oil.
Ah, yes.
But she wanted to have hired very good looking. Yeah, that is the idea.
But although Rohini's husband was away, she still dressed herself on this occasion.
Very bad. Each and every child to conscience. But in the case of Krishna, he did not do so. He did not deliver. He cheated him by changing. So to give protection to Krishna, we have to do something. Immunity is not something. He violated because he promised before Kamsa that I shall deliver all the children. And he did it. But when there was Krishna, he broke the promise.
Vasudev continued, "My dear friend, it is very difficult."
Vasudev is very jubilant. Now Krishna is now alive and his birthday ceremony has been performed. And therefore he is so pleased.
Vasudev continued, "My dear friend, it is very difficult for us to live together.
Cows are getting grass and water. But in fact, there is no water, there is no grass in the field. And the government is sending the cows to the slaughterhouse. This is the condition of present India.
Please also let me know whether the place
in Europe, America, although they are selling the cows to the slaughterhouse, they have got enough grass and water that I have seen. At least so long they live, the cows are comfortable, maintained. But here, there is no comfort for the cows. Now here the anxiety is whether the cows are getting sufficient grass and water.
What's the explanation that they're slaughtering more cows in the United States, but there's still a more fortunate situation there materially?
No, that is now dwindling. The hippies are coming out, so one day it will be finished. One day it will be finished, that it has already begun. The future hope is now becoming hippies. So who will manage this? It is already, there is a problem. How to maintain the industry, how to... It has become a problem. So naturally, when these, there will be all hippies not to work, then everything will collapse. The so-called prosperity will be finished. Being the, nobody was working sincerely. Here also in India, all governments are, they do not work. The manager of the government coal company said that the workers in the mine, they are not working. Therefore, we have to increase the price. So, now, everything dependent on one another. So, if one side there is non-cooperation, the whole thing will collapse. They don't want one thing is that draft board chasing all young men.